Denver, Colorado is nicknamed the Mile High City for good reason. Its capital steps stand 5,280 feet above sea level, exactly 1 mile high. But located on the south side is an institution devoted to an urban phenomenon that runs deep beneath the ground, the Cable Center. With more than 2,000 gadgets in its collection, the museum chronicles the history and evolution of cable television. And perhaps one of the most important artifacts here is this old metal apparatus.
It's about 9 inches by 12 inches. It's aluminum. There are a number of electronic components mounted on the top. It was truly an invention that changed the world.
According to Cable Center President Larry Sadkoviak, this game-changing innovation was generated from an amazing romance.
This is a story of how one man's love for his wife helped create a multi-billion dollar industry.
1948, Astoria, Oregon. 41-year-old radio engineer Ed Parsons has been unlucky in love. This father of four is on his third marriage. But now, Ed's devotion to his new bride, Grace, runs deeper than anything he has ever known. And he's determined to make the relationship work.
Grace was the love of Ed's life. Just to make her happy was all he really wanted.
And that spring, he's presented with a chance to prove his love and devotion. Grace tells him that she's become obsessed with the fantastic invention that's mesmerizing the nation, television.
When broadcast television came about, it was this new wonder where you can actually see a picture of someone talking to you on the screen. And people all across America wanted it.
Eager to give his wife what her heart desires, Ed buys her a TV set. But when they turn it on, there's a problem. Television signals are broadcast from big cities and only travel so far before breaking up. The station nearest the Parsons is in Seattle, 120 miles away. Too far for the signal to be received clearly. It's an issue common to many rural towns across the nation.
A lot of the smaller communities across America simply couldn't get it because there wasn't a transmitter close enough.
But Ed refuses to disappoint his wife. He thinks he can use his background in radio to solve the issue.
Ed Parsons was always playing with electrical and mechanical types of things. He would take a look at a problem and then figure out a way to solve that problem.
For weeks, he slaves away in his workshop and eventually builds a device that he hopes will give his wife what she wants. In November of 1948, Ed climbs to the rooftop of the 8-story John Jacob Astor Hotel. There, with the manager's permission, he installs a giant antenna and attaches it to a homemade amplifier designed to strengthen the signal.
He knew that he could probably pull that signal down and make it strong enough to go to the television receiver in his house.
Then he plugs a cable into the amplifier and runs it down from the hotel roof, across the street, and into his TV set. Ed begins to slowly adjust the antenna. Using a handheld radio, he communicates with Grace, who stares at the TV screen in their home.
Grace obviously was just eager with anticipation. You know, is this going to work? Is it not?
So can Ed Parsons deliver his wife the magic of television?
It's 1948, Astoria, Oregon. Engineer Ed Parsons will do anything for love. So when his wife wants to watch television, he'll move mountains to make it happen. But the Parsons live in an area with no reception. So now he's on top of a high-rise testing homegrown equipment that he hopes can tune his wife into her heart's desire.
As Ed fiddles with the antenna, only static appears on the screen. But then the screen begins to flicker.
And then all of a sudden, there was the program. It worked.
The engineer has given his wife the television experience she longed for.
She was absolutely thrilled.
But that's not all he's accomplished. As word of the Parsons' new apparatus spreads through town, neighbors flood the couple's home.
And after a while, people would come from great distances. They would see, let's say, a boxing match, or they would see a cartoon, and they would want it in their home.
Eventually, Ed starts a business, building bigger amplifiers that feed into multiple cable lines and brings television into each of his neighbors' homes. It's a system that would later become known as cable TV.
The thing that Ed Parsons proved was that people all across America could now have access to television.
Ed Parsons is widely regarded as the father of cable TV. Today, this amplifier, similar to the model Parsons designed, resides at the Cable Center in Denver, where it endures as a symbol of a loving engineer whose devotion to his wife launched an entertainment phenomenon.